Good morning. We're learning Mishnah Brura, Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov, Lamed Gimel, Sif Dalid. It is November 6th, 2012. We're discussing once again the topic of the laws with Dinei Bedikas Chometz, the laws of checking for the Chometz. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalid, once again, Tov, Lamed Gimel, Sif Dalid. Chayri Habayis, V'zizin Haboltim Me'aksolim. The holes in the house, once again, we're not discussing most probably our holes, our homes, but if a person has a hole in his house or ledges, a ledge which protrude from the walls, she'enem gevoyim harbe, they're not too high, v'loy nemuchim harbe, they're not too low. Tzrichim bediko, one has to check these places, the chayr habayis and the zizin, the holes and the ledge. Aval hagevoyim, but those that are very high, she'en yad ha'odam agas shom. How do we measure if it's considered to be high? A person cannot reach it with his hand. So if a person cannot reach that high place, or if it's low, it's less than three tefachim, says the Mechaber, einam tzrichim bedika. These are the last words of Sif Dalid. They do not require a bedika. Let's continue. Let's go back to the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Ches. We're now at the bottom of the, towards the page here. So the holes, the Chayri Habayis, we're saying, and the Zizin and the ledges, which protrude from the house. Sheinim Gevoyim Harbe, V'lo Nemuchim Harbe, Tzrichim Bedika. They're not too high, not too low. Says the Mishnah Brura on the bottom, Sif Katan Yud Ches. They require bedikah. If yishe derech lishtameish bahen, because the derech is to use them. V'yesh lachush shemen nisha shamaat chametz, and there's a concern that there's some chametz left on this ledge or in this hole as well. Sif katan yutes in the Mishnah Brura, pachas mishlosh tefachim, but if it is less than three tefachim, so it's close to the ground, shemen estam lo nishtam shuboy. It's very low to the ground. People are not going to be using this on a regular basis, really. Aval im yadua, but if a person knows, if you do a loish and ishtamish bahen chametz, ba'itza shana, afilu pa'amachas, if a person knows he used chametz there even one time, he put chametz on this ledge or in this hole one time, harehein tzrichim bedika. It requires a person to do a bedika. Just to point out, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal, he mentions a very important point where, let's say a person has a shtender with a door that you can open up. And usually he just keeps his talis there or a sitter there. Once a year, it might be that he'll put some candies in there. What time of year is that? That's Simchas Torah. Because this way you get a lot of friends with the little children. You know, and then they grow up older and they become your friends still. So... That's good. It says Knelach HaChaver in the Mishnah. You have to acquire for yourself a friend. So you start when they're young. So you keep candy in there once a year. So says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, you should be careful to check the shtender for the chametz. Talis zekel, talis bag, all these places that you don't normally keep chametz in should be checked as well, even though you only put chametz there once in a while, once a blue moon. Bathroom in your house. Yeah, let's hope you don't have food in there, but... The little kids, that's right. With little children around, you'll never know. You'll find chametz in places you didn't know existed. That's the rule. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yutes. Obayis, he says right here, Shatinoikis Mutsuyan Boy, in a house where you have children in the home, you always have to check any place possible because the hands of the babies will get everywhere and anywhere. Sif Katan Chaf. But if it's less than three tefachim, we're saying einam tzricha medika. V'algabi hatanurim sheregila nishtamish sham tzarech medika. In those days, when regards to the ovens, sheregila nishtamish sham, which they would use, even though it's low, they would require medika. Pasha degam b'chol hachayrim shesivosein tzarech medika, as well as the little holes around these ovens would also require a medika. Sif. Hey, in the Mechaber back on top. Gag hayotziyo v'hamigdol shegageihem mishupoyim. Umneikach ein gageyem ruin lushum tashmish. A roof, we'll see on the outside, and that of also of a chest. We'll see what the yetziya is in a minute, and a chest, a closet, where the roof, the top of it is slanted. And therefore, if something is slanted, we don't place things on top because we don't want it to fall down. Therefore, these rooftops, they're not good for using them. They do not require a bediko. Afilo heim besoich habayis, even if they are in the house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkudin Chaf Aleph. Gag hayetziya, it's a binyan namuch, it's a low structure. Or hamigdol, sifkon chobei, shekoyin, almer, oishapeh, which is a chest, an arun, closet. V'dakon hoyalasis gagein mishupoyin. What they did was they used to make it, the top, like a slant. In the high school up the block, so just recently they were in schools, you'll tell me if they have it by you also. What they do is the lockers, instead of having a flat top, they'll make it slanted. Why? Because if they make it flat, so you know, you come with your history book, you whatever, safe or whatever, you put it down on top. Before you know it, you have the Migdal Bovel climbing up, you know, on the top. And you know, Migdal Bovel isn't a good thing, so you don't want to reinforce that. So what do? They put a slant on the top. Here too as well. But now in our places, Shigagayin Shove, where if it is flat, and if a person would use that place to store things, Sarich Bidiko, then you have to check there as well. Inside of this closet or the chest, if a person uses this place for chametz, you have to check there as well. Or if you will go into this closet during the meal because you want to get another bottle of soda, you want to take some more food out, and the concern is you'll have some food in your hand. You'll open the closet. Oh, you realize you need two hands for this one. You put down the food in the closet. You walk out forgetting the chametz in the closet. So therefore, all of these places require a bedika. Sifkan Chav Gimel. If it's slanted, we're saying that normally it's not enga game ruyim, it's not fit for usage. The gage habatim shalahem hayushavin. Their rooftops, the rooftop was flat. The rogal ishtamish alayin, and it was normal to use them. Vitzarech bedika, and it requires a bedika. The tikra shalonu, our rooftops, shetachas gag hamashupa, which is underneath, like when you have a house which is slanted on top. And then underneath, like by the attic, inside, shetachas gag, underneath the gag is slanted, im derech lishtamisham tzarech bedika. The rule is, if you normally would use that place, or even if not, even once in a while, then you have to check there. Shepam ha'ilach sham be'emtsa sudasa pita b'yada kanal b'sef gimel, because you might go into that place with some food in your hand, and then you will perhaps leave the food behind. Since it's a big tercha to check in certain places like this, there's a leniency that the Mishnah Berurah discusses here to sell to a non-Jew, that place in the house or that area where it's difficult to check with the chametz that might be there. Sif Vav. Says the Mechaber, Refes Shabakar Einoi Tzarech Bedika. The Refes of a Bakar. What's the Refes of a Bakar? It's the barn where the animals are. Does not require a Bedika. Shim Hoya Shem Chametz HaBehemes Yechlehu. Because if there was Chametz there, animals eat food and they'll eat it up. So you don't have to check there. V'chein Lul Shaltayin the Goylem. So to the chicken coop does not require a bediko. Now we're not talking about leaving a pastrami sandwich there. I don't know if the chickens are eating pastrami sandwich, but we're talking about obviously the types of food that the chickens would eat. Once again, if there was chametz, the chickens would eat it. The middle of a courtyard does not require a bediko. Because if there was chametz there, ha'arvim u'shar oifes ha'metzuyim sham yechluhu, the ravens or the other birds that are found there will eat it up. So if it's in the middle of the chatzar, also does not require a bedika. The hanimili, what is the case that we're talking about then when we're saying one does not require is required to check there? When is one not required to check there? That's misafik chametz. If he's not sure if there's chametz, then we're saying that the birds or the animals will eat it up. So he does not have to go check. Aval vaday chametz loy. The mechaber tells us, if he knows for sure there's chametz in one of these places, so he has to make sure it's gone. When are we saying that the animal will eat it up, the bird or the animal? That's if he's not sure. Maybe there's chametz there. It's a suffix. Then he can rely on the fact that the animals eat food, eat chametz, right? They're not kosher Pesach. And they'll eat it up before Pesach, whatever it might be. But if he knows for sure the animals, he knows for sure the chametz is there, then he has to destroy and get rid of the chametz. Says the Ramah, Hagar aval lekamon siman tof mem hei sif gimel mevoyer demutu lahashi chametz b'makom sha'oifes mitzuyim. The Ramah says, later on we're going to learn that one is permitted to lahashli chametz, to spread out his chametz, to send out away his chametz, and specifically to the oifos, to the birds, so they could eat it. Kol shekein she'ein tzarech levar misham afilu chametz v'adai ad la'achar zman yisurei. So you definitely won't have to go and check to see this chametz v'adai, if there's real bona fide chametz. You're putting the chametz there. Of course you don't have to go ahead and see if there's chametz. So that's the Ramah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kadosh Chof Dalet. That's 24 in the bottom. We have the lul, the chicken coop. If there is chametz in the lul, we said you do not have to go check because we're assuming that when there's a suffix chametz, so you're not sure if there's chametz there, that the birds will eat it up. The chickens will eat it up. Wadin, karka habayis, the same Allah applies to the ground of the floor of the house. And now, they didn't have chickens as pets. This would be like the freshest supper you ever had, you know, of barbecue chicken. They would take the chicken off the ground, and after they finished laying the eggs, and you have supper. So this wasn't the pets over here. But we're saying the same halacha would apply in those days if you had the chickens walking in the house as well. The Mishnah says one should be checking and sweeping underneath the beds. Why? Because sometimes you'd have the chicken would eat some food, but he wouldn't get it all in his mouth, and then it would fall out and go underneath the bed. A larger piece of chametz, because they can't eat it, it's too big for them to eat, or for another reason, why these chickens would not be eating it, so you have to make sure that you clean underneath the bed. And a place where you eat, the dining room, the kitchen, you eat there the whole year round. And you don't have any chickens there. We would say Baruch Hashem. Well, you have to check underneath the tables and the benches and the chairs. Because that's where the food is found, for sure. A person's eating and the crumbs fall down. Because it's normal for the chametz to fall down there. Some say, even if there are chickens in the house, if a person ate chametz close to the time of Pesach, it's considered to be chametz vaday. It's impossible to say that chametz are not going to fall down in the ground. And the doubt of maybe the chickens will eat up the chametz does not take away the fact that there's a vadai, a definite, that the person's been eating there and the chametz is falling down. So therefore, one is obligated to check, he's saying here, even if there would be chickens in the house. Now, I know what people might be thinking. In order for me to get out of the cleaning for Pesach a little, tell, you know, you say to the mother or the wife, respectively, whatever it might be, okay, let's get some chickens. Start having chickens the 30 days before Pesach. That's we don't do that anymore. Sifkon Chafei. So if you have a courtyard, and in the middle of the courtyard, one would not to check as well. We said, the Mechaber said, because of the ravens or the birds which would come eat them. And saw, not only the middle of the courtyard, the same halacha would apply to the sides of the chatzer. It's coming to exclude the holes in the sides of the chatzer, that those require a specific bedika, because we're assuming that the birds, the animals, will not get to those places. Now, this whole discussion is when it's a suffix chametz. We're not sure if there is real chametz there. But the Mechaber says, Avavadai chametz loy, but if you know for sure there's chametz, Avavadai chametz, the Vadai chametz, loy samchinen alzeh. If it's definitely chametz there, we don't rely on the animals or birds eating them up. It's sarach badika. The ain suffix might be the Vadai, like we just said. There's a rule that a suffix, a doubt, does not take out from the obligation of a Vadai, of a definite situation. And here, when you know there's definitely chametz there, one has to go check. The kosher came from Malkum Shemamidim Avozim Belul Shalahen Manichim Lefneim Bachutz Kli Im Shibadu Shul V'Sairin Shalidei Achilasim Neiflim Hagarinim Bachutz V'Iyav Shalahem Lechol Misham B'Vadai Tzarech Bediko D'Harei Zeh Chametz Gomer Shoyrin Hagarinim B'Mayim. Says the Mishnah Brura, when they feed the geese, the Avozim, how do they feed the geese? The case he's talking about is that the goose is in his spot, in his cage, and they put the food in front of it, and it sticks its neck out, and then it takes its food back in and eats it. At times when it's taking the food, it drops some of the food. And this food, he's saying, is definitely chametz because it's made out of the grains, and they soak the grain in the water first, so the geese can eat them well. And since it has to extend its neck out and then bring it back in, they'll drop some, so definitely one is required to do a bedika there. Sifkot and Chav Zayin. He says, when you have definitely chametz, you have to check. I'm Magen Avram. Shadaitoi, the Magen Avraham says, the mashech nisu sham chametz zman rav koydim pesach. This that you brought chametz in there zman rav koydim pesach, before Pesach, a certain time. The samach la pesach nishma shelo yipol sham chametz ain't sarach livdik. But if you make sure that you are not bringing any chametz up, like we said yesterday, you put that caution tape in my house. One of my children, they like to make on the computer, you know, been checked for chametz. Please do not enter with chametz. You know, a lot of these cute little on and on and on. One piece of paper has like all the same words. So you put up the signs, no chametz allowed. You made sure that you're not bringing chametz in there. He says, Ein tzarach livdak, you don't have to check. Now, how much time before Pesach are we referring to, says the Mishnah Brura, Ve'esh dechol shloshim yoy mikri samach la-Pesach. The 30 days before Pesach is referred to Samach LePesach, near Pesach, close to Pesach. Avodas HaMakor Chayim, according to the Makor Chayim, the Davko Man Shehoye Balel Yedalid Acha Shegiya Zman HaBdika. That's Davko. The Davko Man Shehoye Balel Yedalid Acha Shegiya Zman HaBdika. He doesn't learn this 30 days beforehand. He says, the night before, B'dika's Chametz, the night of the 14th, we check. Then, then we don't rely that the birds are going to eat them up. But that which was before this time, we don't say is definitely chametz is going to be found there. And you are not required to do a bedika. We're assuming you checked well and you kept the chametz out of that place. The Ramah continues and he says, I will come on the Simon Tafim Hesef Gimel. It discusses about throwing out the chametz to the birds. Inei ha'achroidim herichu liyashiv astira. The achroidim have lengthy discussions to deal with this contradiction. On one hand, we're saying one should not rely on the birds eating it. On the other hand, we're saying specifically can throw it out to the animals, the birds eating it. Uladino hiskimu kama achroidim. Many achroidim hold. Dilachotzer shaloi oishal shutfin osu lizroi chomitz. The way they come to a conclusion is as follows. In regards to your own courtyard, or you have a backyard that is open and you have a side and your neighbor has a side, there's no fence between, obviously there's a division, but it's open, it's partners. It's like you have a partnership over there. So in that case, the Achronim say that one should definitely not throw usur, it's forbidden to throw their chametz there, with relying on the fact that the birds will eat it up. The Gambi Dievid, Im Zorak, Sarach Livdoik Levar. You know, the person thinks like, you know, how can I sweep the floor? No one's looking, you pick up the little mat, pick up the rug, sweep it underneath, and all of a sudden someone's wondering, why is it bumpy over here? What's going on? No one's ever done this before, of course, but why is it bumpy? So a person wants to get off easy and throw it out in the backyard. He still has to go back and pick it up now. So it's no easy street over there. However, but if you will get rid of your chametz, not in your property, but to a public area, to the street, then you'll get the, give it to the birds over there, then before this man of Isser, you make it ownerless, it's not yours, then that's permitted. And what happens if you see after it's already 12 o'clock, Erev Pesach, and you see there's some of those chametz that was just in your house a few hours ago, and the birds weren't hungry, they didn't eat it yet. They did not eat it yet. V'nisher ad achas man yisroi, lo yichbas lon, kevin shekevah yotzim irshusoi, dum yedemayich ala akam koin es man yisroi. We're not concerned with this. Why not? Because this is just like when a person sells his chametz to the non-Jew before the Zman of Isser. And he threw it out to the street, and the birds will eat it. And if they don't eat it, it's hefker, it's ownerless, it's not his anymore. So it doesn't matter that it looks like it was his chametz. Let's see another halacha. Sif Zayin. The Mechaber tells us a hole, shebein Yehudi lechaveroi. There's a hole between a Jew and his friend. Kol echad boydek ad makom shiyodei megas. Each person sticks his hand into the hole and he reaches as far as he can reach. He stretches his hand out. Now they're not going to be able to touch their hands. We're going to see that in a second. The hashar, the middle section that they cannot reach, mevatel beliboy v'dayoy. They will mevatel it. They will nullify this chametz in their heart, and that is good enough. Now, what happens if you have the same case, but it's the whole of a Jew, it's you, and the other side is a non-Jew? V'shebein Yehudi l'ein Yehudi, you have, on your side, you have a hole, you check as far as you can get, and the other side is a non-Jew. Ein ay tzarech bedika klal, you do not have to check at all. Shema yoymek shafim hu isali v'nimsa bali de sakana, because maybe the non-Jew is going to say that this Jew is doing some witchcraft, shafim, whatever type of things he's doing. And it'll come to sakana, dangerous situation. Sounds very odd to us, but that's things that they had to deal with. Sivkon Chavtes. Bashar Mevatabali boy. When you have two Jews and they both try to reach and stretch and clean as much as they can into the hole, the rest, the middle part, they are nullifying. The Sheman is Gagol Sham B'chor, because the Mishmur is explaining, how did it get, what are they doing? They're going to be vatel, they're going to nullify the chametz and maybe rolled into the hole and they can't reach it. So that's why they're going to mevatel it now. Even if you know there's chametz there, but you can't get to it. If you can't get to it, it's not a problem. And it's not like you're hiding the chametz away, and then you would have to nullify it, then you would have to destroy it, because here you didn't put it there, it just rolled there perhaps. What happens if somehow this chametz comes out of this hole? Are you allowed to derive benefit from this chametz after Pesach is discussed in Simon Tov Lamed Vav? Sif Kadon Lamed. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Shema Yoimek Shafim. So if there's a hole between you and the non-Jew, You don't have to check because he'll say you're doing some kshafim. He's doing some type of witchcraft. What's he doing sticking a candle in a hole for at nighttime? Well, what's going on here? However, during the daytime, a person should check with the sunlight into this hole, see what he could see, and then the non-Jew will not be concerned that maybe this Jew is trying to do some kshafim stuff with him. Bodily day sakana, because if it comes to a sakana, then a person should avoid that. We don't want him to come to a dangerous situation. Sif katan lamed aleph. And there's a rule. The rule is that a person is going to do a mitzvah, ein nizaykin. He's not going to get hurt. However, if there's a dangerous situation, that's different. If a case is dangerous, then you can't say, oh, I'm going to do a mitzvah, so I won't get hurt. So here, the case is dangerous, so we don't rely on the fact that he's doing a bedika, which is a mitzvah.
Do all dangerous situations, is the destroying angel released?
Meaning that, then what?
That if you're dealing with a dangerous situation, and the destroying angel is released, and thus he'll destroy good and bad. And that the deeds of the righteous won't protect.
It's a very complicated, not necessarily, not 100% of black and white, depending on the case. But here we're saying that normally a person, when he does a mitzvah, so he's not going to get hurt. But how come over here we're concerned of getting endangered, getting hurt? Because it's shchiyah chazeka. Because the non-Jew we're saying here is going to say, hey, what are you sticking a candle there at night? You want to try to find where my money is, or you're doing witchcraft, or who knows what. He's going to go tell his friend, yeah, I know, I had the same neighbor did the same thing with me. And before you know it, there's a whole mob, and that's what we want to avoid. He just ends off over here, Vashipatruhu, mitam zeh, mibidika balayil, even though you're exempt from checking at night, mikomokam bitul tzarech, you still have to mevatel it, you still have to nullify this chametz. Because of achreinim, the last couple of lines in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, because of achreinim, the gamba vaday chomets, when you have definitely have chomets there, a night sarach bedika belayla el bayoyim lo arayoyim bittul bavaday beinam azeh the canal. If you know you have chomets there, once again you'll check for it in the morning, because we are concerned of the danger that might be there. Thank you.